endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Oh, hello, we are here. How good are morning. We, guys?
Gang. I'm doing good.
Doing
morning,
well.
Maddie.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, this has shocked me to my absolute core, Crevo.
What
stand
is that?
Up for a second. Let's oh, have yes. a look at your short shorts today.
I think this is the first time you've worn shorts to work.
That's absolutely not true.
Describe them, Jay. They're like those little, like, pull-up, with the pull-up cuffs at the bottom.
Yeah, and on the, so they're navel blue, and then on...
Navy blue,
the,
maybe?
No, like navel blue. And then when you cuff them at the bottom, there's like a leaf print in white.
Very unlike you.
What I'm into it.
We're going on a seaplane That's ride right. today, so I love that you dress for the occasion.
Well, you got to, you know... around this team, you know, sometimes I feel not enough care is taken for fashion, and I try to be the bastion of making sure that I'm fashionable for the moment.
Jackson, good morning.
Now,
as our team, fashion expert / harshest judge, what do you think of Crevo in shorts?
I didn't even notice. I'm going to have to have a look. But as Crevo being the bastion of fashion, I think God help us all.
I love it. Hey, it is Feel Good Friday here. Crevo's song kicking off, but first we're playing Lads versus Lasses.
Yes, we are. And the Lads are on 37 gold stars. The Lasses, come on, girls, we're on 35. We've got to win this. So on 13:10:09, if you'd like to play our Battle of the Sexes game, dial.
Yeah, give us a ring. On offer today, a meal for four at Cohiba Sports, lunch or dinner. Mm-hmm. You could win that by winning this quiz, Crevo.
Yeah, well, you look like a bit of a hero because you can take three of your mates out for lunch or dinner. And you're like, I got the bill, guys. No worries. It's all sorted.
No need to tell them you won it on the radio
station.
No, of
course not.
That's fine.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads.
And we're still after a female. On
no, we have one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where? Oh, we do, Brooke. Good, awesome. Ignore that. We've got our girl representing. So basically one of these guys is going to walk away with a feed for four at Cohiba Sports Club. But more importantly, we want the Lasses for the win because we're trailing on 35 gold stars to 37.
Excellent. Let's meet our lad for this morning. His name is Will. He's a concreter. He's working all weekend and his lucky number is number 9. Good morning, Will.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good man. Big weekend of work concreting. What's your big job this weekend?
No big ones on this weekend. I've got to tidy up a few small ones before Christmas.
Oh, good stuff. Busy time for you guys right now?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Sweet. All right, well, let's win you this meal, man. Question number one for you. Who played Monica in the TV show Friends?
No idea about Friends.
No idea. Courtney Cox or Courtney Cox Arquette, depending on which time you're thinking of.
Would have taken either.
Yeah, question number two. How many Grammys has Lady Gaga won? A, 11, B, 21, or C, 9?
9
is incorrect. 11.
Good.
Come on, Will. One more time. One more chance. Here we go. Question three. Little Mix, the girl band, won which UK reality show?
The
X Factor. Will. Damn, man.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah,
the ladies may get zero as well. It's happened before.
It has.
Definitely.
Hold the line, Will.
Hopefully not, though, because Brookie's going to win.
Let's go to Brooke. Now, I've got here on the screen, I should ask you about the $750 crystal elephant you want to buy. What's going on with that?
So there's an elephant I've had my mind on for a little while now, and the Black Friday sales have come up. So it's down to $562.50. It's still quite expensive. It's only about 15 centimetres long, so
what?
It's not really worth
it. Is this some fancy brand, or is it just the only crystal elephant available?
It's the only one available, obviously.
Do you collect wow. elephant statues?
Or crystal stuff?
Crystal stuff.
Oh, I don't blame you. Crystal is beautiful. Do you have a cabinet that actually has an inbuilt light at all to capture the glisten?
I've got the cabinet. I'm still waiting for a light to be installed.
Wow, oh, how cool.
You're living your best life, Brooke.
Yeah.
Get no, that elephant. You deserve that. You deserve it. All right, let's hook into these questions. You only need one to walk away with the win, so no big challenge for you. All right, number one. Which of the following is not a real Ferrari model? I've got three multiple choice for you. A, the Ferrari California. B, the Ferrari F8 Tributo. Or C, the F12 Trumpetto.
The last one.
God, that is correct.
You won.
Congratulations.
Good stuff, Brookie.
Now, here's a strategy for you, Brooke, right, to earn a couple of dollars for your elephant. All you do, you take your three mates down to Cohiba Sports. Yeah. You all order your food, and then you go, I'll just pay now, and then you guys give me the cash for your meals.
Smart. I'm
going to
do that.
Good
I
on
love
you.
That. Thanks, Brooke. Appreciate
Good
it.
Good job.
Good luck. Happy Friday. Hope you enjoy your weekend. There you go, guys. Now, you know how we have our, on another note, our driverless bus here in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Big technology advancement for our city, mm-hmm. right?
Mm.
Well, over in China, they've got a different kind of driverless bus, and I want to tell you all about it next.
Excellent.
It involves our favourite food here at the show. Mm. If we only had this in our country, the world would be a better place. I'm going to tell you more next.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Wow, Jade, you're really feeling that song, aren't you? Look at you go grinding that seat over there. Wow.
Top Gun,
Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer does it for you, hey?
I like playing that song if you ever drive past the Williamtown base.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She's like, have you guys ever seen Top Gun? We're like, no.
No.
Oh, well, you just don't get the pop culture reference. Hey, it's 105.3 New FM.
You're bagging the song.
624.
Yeah. I'm not fat. I'm big bad.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Of course, we all remember the moment New Italia, our Lord Mayor, announced that we were getting a driverless bus here in Newcastle,
yeah.
and it blew our small minds.
Mm. That's right. Imagine
Everyone
that.
Was excited.
I mean, ferrying old people around town, essentially. Yeah. That's like the only clientele using that thing, right?
You were lining up. You were like, oh let's yeah, just get
for,
on it.
For the novelty of riding a bus with no driver. Like, that's quite fun, right?
All right, yeah. old man.
Lined up, but never did it.
This technology, though, is quite common, especially in Asia. Over in China, a company called Neolix has created a driverless food truck that sells KFC. Obviously, due to the pandemic, they're trying to reduce our person-to-person contact. So this is run on 5G. This like little food truck here, it's about as tall as a short human, maybe like 1.6 meters high.
Yeah.
It's really cute. It's filled with KFC. Basically, how it works is you order it through your phone. It finds where you are, and then it dispenses the food.
Amazing.
But how cool is that?
2020, the world we live in.
I know. God, I want them around here.
Yeah, it's getting more futuristic by the day.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, it's so good. And as I was saying, massive in Asia at the moment. A few other companies are jumping on board. Pizza Hut also getting in on the action.
Well, it just looks cool, doesn't it? Just seeing the photo there.
It's like a mini ice cream truck?
It looks like a really big tissue box with wheels, essentially.
But they do it cool. Like, the wheels are like big mag wheels. You know, they've got all the KFC wrap on it, so the whole thing looks like... Yeah, just amazing, like a little mini food caravan thing.
Did you say this is in China?
In China, yeah. So it can travel up to 100 kilometres on a full battery, reaching speeds of 50 k's an hour.
That's incredible.
It takes 30 seconds to swap the battery. So, like, this is the future, though.
100%.
I mean, it really does take away jobs, but, you know.
No, it doesn't, because you've always got people have to maintain those things. There'll be factories. They've got to build them all. You know, the tyres need changing. Everything.
Yeah, that is a really good point. Other industries getting involved on this is the medical industry as, like, medication dispensaries. So,
clever.
Good idea.
It's really cool. Obviously, nothing like this has hit our country yet, and it really does go to show you, like, the technology difference between us and Asia, essentially. Like, to China in particular.
They're really pushing the limits.
And Japan. It's interesting.
We can't even get fast internet. So, yeah. You know, we're dawdling in this department.
So, this vehicle relies on 5G, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine this running off our internet here?
Oh,
again, it just turning
on
and
off. I was trying to watch Netflix last night.
Yeah.
And honestly, it looked like, you know when you used to be able to watch, like, the early days of internet video?
Yeah.
When things were all blocky and paused all the time.
Awful.
It felt a lot like that on a big TV.
It's
and
terrible.
I was like, oh, this is just garbage.
Yeah. Well, just to wrap this up, they do have plans to expand internationally. So we could see this. Real talk. We're going to get this in, like, 25 years.
Yeah, I reckon. when they finally decide to expand over to Australia.
And their hours will move real slow because, like,
the internet's
still catching up.
My only question, though, what happens to the chicken? Because you don't want that stored in a food truck all day.
You know, I've thought about that. They're obviously, so you purchase online.
For paranoid
get the
people
orders.
Like you that hate chicken that's been left out.
So you order online, they make the order, they'll put all the orders going out to Broadmeadow in the one truck, and then the car, the little mini truck will know the addresses. That's how they'll do
and
it.
Back to the store.
Back to base.
It's just like a delivery driver.
There you go. The future.
Yeah, right, it's here.
Cool.
Hey, news time. I'm next here at New FM. It's 6:28. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Grifo.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
So, guys, it's time for another Magic Mike Blitz.
Yeah.
So, if you would like to get into the draw to win this amazing prize, you and five friends going to see Magic Mike Live down in Sydney, 131009, call now. We're going to put six people into the draw in just
so
a couple
good.
Of minutes.
It's like winning the Magic Mike Lotto, really.
It is, because not only do you get the tickets to see the show, you also get driven down like a VIP in a Chase limousine. It's Chase Limousine's Newcastle and the Hunter Valley's premium limousine service. They're going to treat you so well. You're going to feel awesome. And they drive you home again as well.
So all you need to do, really, is if you have a smartphone, hey, Google, show me Chase Limousines. It'll bring it up, all the information's there. Colburn, really nice cars as well. Lots of wine tours as well. So if you're looking at doing one of those, get involved with these guys. Okay, taking six calls after this on 131009. The final day, we're drawing this on Monday as well.
Yeah, that'll be good. No. Jade, do you want to be the person that puts your hand in the box and pulls out
yes,
the final
please.
Ticket?
I would love to be the person who does that.
All right, if All you right. can't get through, keep calling.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Channing Tatum's Magic Mike Live from December 17 at the Entertainment Quarter, Sydney.
That's right. We're putting six people into the draw right now because it's the last day to get into this draw. Monday, we're doing the big final reveal of who has won. Jade has volunteered to do it lotto style.
Yay. Thank you.
Because I know you've always wanted to be, at some point, a lottery lady.
Yeah.
Haven't you? On the TV.
It'd be fun.
It's a little opportunity to live out that fantasy.
The small things in life.
It is, you know. and you get driven down to watch the show in a beautiful Chase limousine, their Newcastle and the Hunter Valley's premium limousine service. You and five friends live in the VIP life.
So the phones are going off.
Yeah.
If you can't get through, keep trying.
Yeah, because we're going to put six people in the draw right now.
All right, let's roll through them. John, you're on the standby list.
G'day, cheers, mate.
Hey, John. Are you going for yourself or for the missus?
No, for my wife.
Good.
Good on
just
you.
Checking.
Smart man.
Nothing against you going for yourself, obviously.
You know.
Good stuff, man. You're on the naughty list. Thank you.
That's right. Narelle, you're on the naughty list.
Excellent. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you sounded ready to go.
Who are you taking, Narelle?
I've got a couple of friends and I've got two daughters who would love to go.
Oh, how good.
What a nice bonding experience with mum and the girls. Do you reckon it would get a bit awkward seeing some sweaty men?
Together?
No, I'm used to hanging out with them. They're fine.
They're good.
You must be a good mum.
Love that. Thanks, Nero.
All righty. Congratulations, Michelle. You're on the naughty list.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. So what are your plans to do if you win? You're going to go buy a brand new dress?
Yeah, maybe. I might have to work out what I'm taking with me between my daughters and our friends. So.
Oh, love it. You'd be
mama, drawing straws.
Mum of the year, I reckon.
13:10:09. Thanks, Michelle. If you want to get on the naughty list, let's go to Cherie, guys. Hi, Cherie.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing well. Have you been trying to get through for a while for this?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, you're through. You're on the naughty list.
Congratulations. Like all right, next one on the naughty list, number 5, Cass. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Really good. You're on the naughty list.
Woo! Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, this is the last spot we're giving away right now.
Lucky last.
New FM, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Congratulations, you're on the naughty list.
Thank you.
Boom, just like that. There you go. Another chance to get on the naughty list coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. And as I said, last day today to get in the draw. So big draw on Monday.
So exciting. I'm so glad we're giving this away. I've been seeing it advertised everywhere. Yep. It's going
to
be good.
All thanks to Chase Limousines. Thank you very much.
But guys, you banned me from Instagram this week, our account, Jade, Maddie and Crevo, because I was just uploading all the time. And you know what? It wasn't my fault that you guys weren't putting up any content, but you decided to ban me and do a boys only week.
Yeah, lads on the gram.
So we're going to recap that in just a minute.
Are we going to reassess the ban after the break?
Well, I think so.
Should we discuss it?
Yeah, we'll talk about
it.
It's
only
been 4 days.
I know.
Well, yeah.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So we're doing a recap on our Instagram at Jade Maddie Crevo because you guys banned me on Tuesday from posting anything this week because I was doing a lot of the posting and
it wasn't just that. It was a certain vibe of the content where it was purely like you and your dogs, it felt like, and the same one on your personal page and every other page.
It was getting a bit heavy, but you know
what
though?
And then you'd comment on your own one with the other account being like, oh, lovely photo.
You've got to trick the algorithms.
Yes, yes. But the thing is, because you guys weren't doing anything, you guys haven't like been uploading, so of course it's going to be a little Jade heavy. So you guys were like, you know what, Jadey, you can have a break. We'll ban you for a week, which is fine because I've been enjoying it, to be honest.
So we're up to day 4, aren't we?
It was 3 days ago. So this would be day 4.
Okay. Well, just having a look at the page right here, I've pulled it up. Just looking at our past posts, yes, there are lots of you and your dogs, but the last few posts that we've had, 6 in fact, that haven't involved you, I just want to run through some of the content. Mm. So there's a picture of me and Crevo with a big red cross on your face announcing the ban.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We've gotten some beautiful location shots around Newcastle because, you know, Newcastle is the real star here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Crevo, a selfie from me. I thought, you know what? Balance it up a bit.
Yeah.
And I've got a beautiful photo here that you posted, Crevo, of a cheeky gin and tonic.
Yeah, because I thought, like, it was after our big race training. You know, so I thought, link in what we're doing out and about around town and then, you know, bring a nice aesthetic to it.
So that's your social media strategy right there?
Yeah, it was part of it. Yeah.
I don't mind it. I don't mind your posts, to be honest. And then, obviously, yesterday we did some car washing and it was there. So
Maddie's new business, Maddie's car wash. If you're wanting to get your car washed, $35.
So let's read through some of the comments that listeners made about the ban, Jade. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Katie says she's posted 2 laughing face emojis. Benny has said, ha 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 ha, love this. Another person says, let's see how long it lasts. Then you got your sister in on the action.
Yeah, that's right.
And she commented, it's because she does all the work. Lol. Post more, guys, then there won't have to be a ban.
Yeah, which is fair.
Is that comment back or is it still deleted?
No, it's there. It never was deleted.
Tony says she will just double up on her own accounts. You can't keep a good woman down.
That is true.
Licky, licky, Tony. Licky, licky. Oh, bloody hell. Well, should we lift the ban, Jade? Look, to be honest.
A couple of days early.
Well, to be honest, I think you guys need to learn from this yourself and maybe we come up with a system where we rotate the posts. Because you guys can't whinge about,
about
content
enough.
On the Instagram and if you're not willing to share your life and put pictures up.
Well, we share our lives on the radio.
It doesn't matter. You're running your own Instagram account.
I think it's a great idea, and we'll rotate the work Apple laptop as well. So whoever's day it is, they get the laptop as well as like the social media manager of the day.
No, that's not how it works. No.
Do you know what? The title or a role of a social media manager in a radio station.
I'm not the social media manager.
Well, why do you have the laptop?
Because Steve gave it to me.
As the social media manager.
No, because as when I was the producer of the show, I needed it.
Nobody can ever. I was a producer of this show once, and I didn't get it.
You guys didn't negotiate very well, did you?
Do you know what, though? I feel like you were hired. No one can knock you for this, right?
Yeah.
I'll give this to you, Jane.
Yeah.
You were hired, I've heard, as a social media expert.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, come on.
I don't think that's okay. I'll take it.
You were hired. Whatever. A lot of people at radio stations come in with big promises.
Mm.
I can change your social media. I can change it all. I've got
true.
A magic ball. You're going to get millions of followers.
Oh,
I can't knock you for giving it a go, Jay.
Yeah, your hustle is real.
Oh, thank you.
You have
sweet.
Ticked off the content. So,
hang on. We've just got a message come in about it on Instagram. Keep the ban.
Who sent that?
A friend of the show, Jules.
Oh, Jules, you're not getting a Christmas card, mate.
There you go.
You're on the naughty list.
Is the band?
Yeah, no, well, let's leave it.
Are we keeping it?
We'll leave it until Monday,
I think. Yeah, a full week at least.
Yeah, let's not.
I deserve the break, that's fine.
You do all the work, according to your sister. The hard work, lifting the whole team up on your shoulders.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Good morning!
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning! I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Got to give our shout out to the Happy Mobile Cafe right now because Carl just came into the studio this morning and dropped our coffees off and they are delicious. It smells amazing in here, but they're actually going to be at the Nelson Bay Markets on Sunday. So if you're headed that way, definitely say good day to the guys and get a coffee and find out how good it is for yourself.
Yeah, that's right. They're also, they're also helping to raise some money at the moment as well. So have a chat to them about getting their milkshakes and stuff. They've got a pay it forward type situation happening as well.
Yeah, they're just such nice guys.
That's right. It's just part of what they do. They're really great guys.
Really happy to support them. I'm so excited, guys, because, of course, the Novos 500 big race tomorrow. We've got the trophies in the studio right now. Let's have a look at them. A big car. For the winner. I love that.
Pretty big cup.
Now, gorgeous.
When Jade and I went to the trophy shop to pick these, the lady said, you cannot drink out of that cup. Big mistake. A lot of people that buy cups, apparently, like trophy cups, drink out of them and it ruins the trophies.
Yeah.
Really?
Do not drink out of the trophy.
Beautiful black marble base as well.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. That that trophy for first place actually looks like a Ferrero Rocher
wrapper. It does too.
And then, obviously, we can't forget about second, third and fourth place, so they've got some trophies as well.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a trophy. They go from
big to small.
Smallest,
depending on which place you come. I love it.
Thanks to Purnell Trophies as well. They hooked us up with those.
They were great. Shannon in there, he was so helpful.
Yeah, so if you're looking for trophies, go chat to them.
And they do awesome. Lots of sports uniforms. I was so surprised when I went in there. It was amazing.
Do you know what? When Jade and I went in, they have like a cabinet full of like school captain badges and the like. I saw her eyes just go straight to that.
Like a laser.
Can I just buy one and wear one?
Pretend I want it.
Show captain.
Hey, do you know what? Because this has been so popular, coming up next, the Magic Mike VIP experience, the last day to get your names on the naughty list. So during the day, one person, I think, per hour gets on the list.
Mm-hmm.
We've just opened it up, so we're going to do it again. Another three people right now can get their name on the Magic Mike VIP naughty list. You, five mates, driving to and from the show in a stretch Hummer, all thanks to Chase Limousines.
Oh,
it's a great night out. If you want to get on the standby list, another chance. right now.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Channing Tatum's Magic Mike Live from December 17 at the Entertainment Quarter, Sydney.
Yep, you're going to want this prize, a VIP chauffeured experience from your front door to the show, Magic Mike Live in Sydney, in a stretch Hummer down the highway.
How good.
Just imagine it for a second. Mm. You, five friends, it's going to be great. Yeah. Just the champagne flowing, the music playing.
My favourite thing when we were in the Chase limousines is that you can actually hook your phone up to the system in the car and you can take control of all the laser lights that is in the Hummer. It's so cool.
It's a big, stretchy Hummer. Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. Your neighbours will be so jealous when that pulls up outside of your house. So good. Shall we put some more names on?
Let's do it.
Last day today. Glenda, you're on the naughty list.
Glenda.
You want to be on that naughty list, Glenda?
Does she lose a spot if she doesn't answer?
Yeah, sorry, Glenda. Yeah.
Glenda loses it. Yep. Okay, fair enough.
All right, congratulations, Melanie. You're on the list.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
How old are you, Melanie?
25.
You will have a great time. Girlfriend's in the car. Champers flowing. You'll love it.
Yeah, I'll be pretty excited if we win.
Oh, good stuff. You're on the list. Thank you.
Next is Emily. You're on the standby list.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. You going to take your mates then along?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Girlfriends, I think that's going. Oh, so good.
Girls'
so
night.
Good stuff. So Glenda missed out. She didn't answer us, so this is your lucky day. Cassie, you're on the standby list.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No worries, Cassie. Do you know what, Jade? What? I love that you've just stopped calling it the naughty list.
Yeah, too confusing for you.
It's called the naughty list.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm
stuck in my ways. I'm an old duck.
Chase Limousines, Newcastle and the Hunter Valley's premium limousine service, wine tours, they do it all. If you're thinking about doing that for your workplace this Christmas, hit them up, chaselimousines.com.au.
Guys, next, kind of an interesting story. We're going to chat to a guy called Cameron, who about 5 to 10 years ago, had to sell off this very special customized green van, right? Basically, he'd spent thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars doing it all up to make it just right for, like, camping, taking his motorbikes and stuff. And he had to sell it because he basically had a young child and he needed to build a bedroom on the back of his newly purchased house. And he, like, had to sell off this van, say goodbye to it. Now he's come to a point in his life where he wants it back. And he believes that it is in our region, around Newcastle and the Hunter.
What kind of van is it?
So it's a Toyota Hiace. It's in like a pearlescent green. So it's
very unique.
It's a very unique car. It's got a huge stereo system in it that he spent, you know, hours installing and thousands of dollars on. It's very unique, one of a kind van, and he's hoping to try and track it down.
Right.
So I just thought, maybe we can give him a little platform, have a chat to him, find out more about it, and maybe we can help him find it.
This would be cool. I mean, very possible.
It is possible. It's in our region, and there's been some parent sightings as well around the area. Cameron.
Cameron, cool.
Oh, can't wait.
So we're
going
to chat to Cameron in just a minute and find out all about it and why it's so special to him.
Excellent. 7:16, a new FM for your Feel Good Friday. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
And we're on the search right now.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
For Cameron's van. Now, I know this is a bit of an odd one for us, but I follow like these Facebook local gossip groups around the region just to see if there's local stories coming up. This one came from the Gwendolyn and Summerland Point, so it's a Lake Mac sort of situation. This guy, basically, he did up this Toyota Hiace van probably about 10 years ago or so. It was beautiful in this pearlescent green. He had all the mods in it for camping and stuff, perfect, but he had to sell it off because in a short period of time, got married, had a kid, and bought a house. So they had to build like an extra room for his new daughter.
Oh, how sad. Letting go of your prized possession.
Yeah, exactly right. And it was. And he joins us on the line now. Good morning, Cameron.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah,
hey.
Man. We're doing good, and I just saw this story and I thought maybe with this platform
maybe
we can help you find your van. So tell us about it, so in case somebody's seen it around and maybe can, you know, give us some tips or like a tip line situation.
Okay, so like it was more than 10 years ago. Like I owned the van in the late 90s and early 2000s, and I used to be a motocross rider and race road bikes as well.
Okay.
So we used to take, you know, use the vans to take the bikes to the track. And, you know, like I was the first one in Australia to paint a full van in a different colour instead of just colour coding the bumpers. So, like, it was a really, really nice van. You know, it was, we really did this thing up to the hills, spent a lot of money spraying it. We also use it as our wedding car, which is funny enough. I think you saw those photos.
Yeah.
My wife and I standing in front of it.
Oh.
It was really nice. And, you know, that was in 2002. And then, you know, as you said, we had our daughter, McKaylee, and then got married and bought a house and had to sell that to put a room off the back of the house, you know,
for her.
For the family.
So, Cameron, basically you want to buy your van back now, and there's been some sightings in the Newcastle area, so you're trying to track the van down, and you want to buy it back.
Yeah. What sort of sightings have there been?
Yeah.
What's your situation?
So, I actually sold the van to a guy in Woi Woi back in 2002.
Central Coast, yeah.
Yeah. And I put it on a Facebook page called Van Life because I was looking for to buy another van so we could do it up and go away on the weekends and just have a bit of fun, you know. And it, McKaylee's now 18 in January, you know, so it's we were able to do that. But someone said to me on the Van Life page, I think I saw this up at a place called Gwandawin. So I thought, I'll give it a go. So I put a Facebook post on the Gwandawin and Summerland Facebook page, and then it's just a few people have gone, yeah, I think that's up here. I've seen that up here. And I was like, can you imagine if I actually was able to buy that back and we could go away on weekends in the van we actually use as our wedding car?
Oh, how beautiful. Such, what type happens?
Such great history. Hey, Cameron, okay, couple of questions.
Yep.
Will you buy it back regardless of the mechanical situation?
Oh, that wouldn't worry me. I could fix that.
Yeah, so excellent. That's not a problem. If it's done a lot of Ks or, you know, that sort of thing, you can sort that out.
Second question.
It was on a page called Bar Beach, which is up near Newcastle, for sale this year for you know, and I saw, I did a bit of research and recon and saw it for sale,
yeah.
And it looks in very, very good condition.
Is this, do you know what? It's probably some beach bum that's bought the car, because obviously a lot of people that live around Bar Beach and the like, they all buy these vans and they go camping in them every weekend.
Put
the surfboards in. Perfect car. Yeah.
Cameron, do you know how much it was for sale then?
Yeah, it had 8,000 on it.
8,000, so that's well achievable.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, what we'll do, we're going to put it up on our Facebook page and Instagram, put it on our stories, and producer Jackson's got your number. We're going to find your van. We're going to try, because I'm telling you right now, there would be somebody out there that knows this person.
Exactly, or seen it around or something.
Exactly, that has a contact. So thanks for joining us, man. Let's get your van. This is like the best story to end the year on. If we can reunite these two.
All my mates are saying, hashtag find Cam's van.
Great.
Oh, I love that.
There it is.
What
very
a vibe.
Good. Thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate it. And we'll do our best, all right?
No worries. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Oh, wow. What a nice man. What
so
a great
nice.
Dad and husband.
Yeah, I know. Just trying to do the right thing for his family. It'd be nice to be able to help him reunite with this special car.
We'll put it up on our socials, as I said. Coming up after this, the news with Hamish and Love It or Loathe It before.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jade, Maddie and Creevo. Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
You know what I love? We're going into 3 years working together on this show.
Yeah.
Now, Jade, when you think you know, like, all there is to know about you two, like, I'm just so happy that I always get a good surprise with you. Literally, right? So this is how I would sum up Jade. She likes to, I guess, project to the greater public that she's this classy lady.
Mm.
But in reality, when she's around Creevo and I, she's just... dressed like a boy.
She's one of the boys.
Now, you ate your breakfast just before.
Yeah.
And I noticed this yesterday. And I just think it's disgusting what you do after you eat. The most foulest sounding burp I think I've ever heard. Like...
Do you know what's funny?
Do you do that in front of your husband?
No. And because I just said to you guys, like, I believe, you know, you've got to be a lady. I'm a bit traditional in some respects where old-fashioned ways help you keep a man in a marriage alive. So I would never.
You would never burp in front of it. You just go, oh, I've got to go
not
and get
like
something
that.
Out from my car.
It's
that's
I can't
comfortable
even explain.
Alone burping. But I don't need to, like.
Impress us.
Impress you guys because, you know.
Sounds like you've got some sort of satanic demon trying to escape out of your mouth.
Do you know what?
My thought was like the, you know, there's like things that live under a bridge.
An ogre.
Yeah, troll.
Do you know what's really funny? Here's a confession. Okay. So secretly on the weekends when I have to work here, if I have a really like big burp coming on, I'll record it into the mic and play it back so I can hear it like how other people would.
She's sent me recordings of the said burps.
Really?
Over Messenger on the weekend. It's very unappealing, let me tell you.
Lucky you, Kay.
Oh, yeah.
But guys, after this, we're talking about Maddie's car wash. Now, obviously, a week or so ago.
I'm not really running a car wash.
Yeah, you are.
You sort of are.
$35, you can get your cars washed and vacuumed.
It's funny because one of the ladies here at work asked you to wash your car and you've been thinking about it. She wanted you to wash it for her. And
she was very, so basically Kim from sales who works here, she messaged me one day and she's like, Maddie, my car needs washing. Now, I don't know why she thought that I'd be interested to begin with. And I consulted with Crevo about like the price I should charge.
Yeah.
And Crevo said, look, $100. She didn't go for it.
Yeah, no.
Well, because what you got to think about is that
it's a lot of time and money.
It's time and effort, but also there's an element of like drama that goes with it if it's not perfect.
So you thought, Maddie,
a lot of money.
Yeah,
you just give it a go. I'd be your first.
Yeah.
Well, I washed your car yesterday for $20.
Yeah, we thought we'd start low, see how you go.
No, but
mates rates.
I pay you to pick me up in the morning.
Yeah.
So, like $80 a fortnight, which is a fair deal.
Yeah.
But I said, you know what? I'll wash your car, take $20 off the bill. I'm going on a holiday at the end of the year, so I'm becoming quite frugal.
Well, I'm gonna give you a review on how you went after this.
Oh, you better not complain because your car was filthy.
Yeah, okay, right.
Filthy
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And the car washing experience with you started off quite good. And actually, it was a lot of fun, I must admit. I had fun washing my car with you yesterday. I looked after my rims on my car. So I was like cleaning all the wheels.
Focused on that.
Yeah, because in all fairness, they were filthy. So I thought, you know, I'll do that and I'll get in there and really scrub them out. You, Maddie, were going around with the sponge doing the classic wash. As some would say.
How else do you do it?
Well, you weren't using a gurney, like you with the sponge. So anyway, we
I'll go and buy a gurney just to wash your car. Sure.
But the thing is, it looked really good, didn't it, Crevo?
Yeah.
Like, we thought, wow, good job, well done. And then you left work, Maddie, and Crevo and I went for a drive to pick up some things. And then we noticed when we pulled up that the wash job you did was a bit dodgy. Now, I kid you, and this isn't having a go. This isn't having
clearly.
A
clearly.
But I've actually put the picture up on our Facebook page right now of Maddie's dodgy car wash.
Have a look at it, Maddie.
Now, he's managed
Let's
to do half a job.
No,
he's,
I didn't.
No,
yeah, well,
so full of shit.
You have a look at it, and you say
Crevo
whether
agrees.
You think that was an excellent job and you got everywhere with the sponge. Because
let me look at it, and then am I allowed to defend myself?
Yeah, of course
sure,
you can. Go,
if
go
if
have
you,
a look.
You think you can.
Let's... oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's indefensible. I can't defend that.
So, look, there's a bit of it, right, where there's a whole piece of the car, like a big couple of panels, and it looks like the only bit that was, you just did one little circle about the size of, like, a paddle pop ice cream.
Did you bend your knees or bend your back to reach the lower half of the car?
Okay. So,
dusty.
I can defend myself.
I was able to wash me in the dust.
Yeah, you've written that with your finger. So, first of all, Jade.
Yes?
You were meant to let me wash your car, right? So we have one bucket to wash the whole car. Now, Crevo, you can attest to this. She kept taking the bucket from me and, like, going to the opposite side of the car to wash her rims. So every time I needed to, like, fill up my sponge again, the bucket was gone.
Is this your way of trying to get out?
Smells like desperation. Desperately trying to get out.
No, that's true. You kept taking over. You kept getting in my way. You just wouldn't... you couldn't resist getting involved.
Maddie, you claim responsibility? You know what?
Oh, that's rich.
We put this on our Facebook page. David's already commented. He goes, missed a bit. Ha, ha, ha.
Sean says, and I think this might be sarcastic, great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, do you know what? You shouldn't let your car get so filthy. I mean, that had a hose over it and it's still crusted
but
onto your...
The best bit is, everyone...
...so-called amazing Alfa Romeo sports car.
Once, like, you look at this picture, it's actually not just the one side... But two.
And also the roof. There was whole bits of the roof. Well, that didn't
I can't believe I paid you $20
How
for
am
that
I
job?
Meant to wash her roof? Like, what am I meant to do?
I don't know.
Get a
stool. Do you know what? I'm never... Go to a car wash next time and do it yourself.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to because you're not getting eyed by anyone ever again.
Greg the painter has just messaged through saying, good tradesman never blames his tools, Maddie.
This is great. The comments on our Facebook. Andrew Bean goes, you had one job.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a $20 car wash. You get what you pay for. I know you like to go do things on the cheap, Jade, you know.
Oh,
you could have paid $60 for a full detail at the car wash, but no. You wanted to pay $20.
I love how you're still trying to turn it back on me.
It was actually free because, let's be real, when you pick me up in the morning, the way you used to go to work before picking me up is far longer than the way you go now picking me up. Yeah. So you're actually saving money.
Oh, look, everyone, just do yourselves a favour. If you want to laugh at the end of the week, just go to our Facebook page and look at Maddie's dodgy car wash job.
Good job, guys. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This is what happens when you two hang out together without me.
Well, I have.
You're real little conspirers, aren't you?
What are you talking about? You're the one that didn't wash the car properly.
Oh, well, if you didn't sit there like a lazy log, Crevo, looking like...
Now it's your fault.
What did Crevo do? Turn the tap on. Yeah, good job, brother. You could have helped
paid,
more.
Though.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yep, we are getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics, which is, guys, deleting colleagues off Facebook when they leave.
Three, love two, it or love one, it. Go!
Love it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, yeah, love it.
Well, interesting chat around the office because we have recently had a staff member leave and apparently they have been deleted off Facebook by some staff members here at work.
Jeez.
But it's like, that's besides the point because it was interesting. When we had a conversation, I looked into it at all of my old colleagues who I had on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to check if they still had me as a friend.
Did they?
Oh,
interesting. 9 out of 10, gone.
Really?
Deleted. I hadn't deleted them. They deleted me.
They've dropped you.
I think it's a thing because you work with people and they sort of become friends, but it's hard to break that barrier where, you know, you're going to go out of your way to catch up with them once they leave. Like, you know, you might have the odd breakfast
or
with them
a coffee or something,
but then eventually that fades and dwindles out. So, you know, I think it's fair after a while, depending on who the person is in the relationship, to get them off your Facebook. Because
I actually limit. Like, I don't usually add co-workers unless we've worked together for a long time.
Mm.
Usually, it takes a while before I
You break the barrier?
Yeah, and, well, a bit less in radio, but when I was working in more of, like, a corporate job, you really want to separate that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a much more serious environment.
Some people get really offended, though.
That's true.
Absolutely. Do you know what?
But not just for the deleting, but if they're not accepted as well.
True.
And it's like, well, you've got to have boundaries.
See, I'm a big fan of not adding your like direct boss on Facebook.
Mm, yeah, so, definitely.
Like, I always see our boss JT on Facebook in my suggested friends, and you know, I'd have no issue having him on there, but it's just a rule I think you need to respect. You never have your boss on Facebook.
Yeah, it's better that way.
See, I have my boss on Facebook.
Do you?
But I think, yeah, JT's on mine.
I wonder who the favourite is.
Oh. Definitely you.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's an area that I don't think anyone's ever going to figure out.
I just think it's Facebook and Instagram, though. Like, who cares if they're on there? They're a part of your life. You know them. It's not like, you know.
Not really.
If who you're cares?
Not, like, if you're not catching up with them, even when they're in the building, and then they leave. See you later. I'm never going to see you ever again.
Always an awkward chat.
It is an awkward chat. Yeah. But it's true,
well,
though.
You guys,
you have to be realistic.
All right. Well, say we all leave.
Yeah.
Would you delete me and Crevo off Facebook?
No, but you guys are different. We've worked with each other for 3 years. We're more like family than friends on this show. We say that, but it's true. Because we have a different working relationship to, say, the receptionist at here, because I know you guys inside out. I couldn't tell you anything about the receptionist, really, other than her name.
Yeah, but you don't talk to anybody except us.
No. But it's not me being rude, but it's just like I like to come in, get my work done and leave. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I just think
fair enough.
You need to have those boundaries at work with other people.
Jade's like, follow my fan account at the Jade Leader.
Oh, please.
Good solution.
No, I don't know. You can say all that sounds harsh, but I think people, you need to be realistic. And I think it makes for a better working environment if you're not, you know.
Yeah. How's the soapbox?
Two in each other's faces. Oh, I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, good. Oh, fair enough. Right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, love it. Thanks, Jay. Hey, news time. Up next with Hamish here at 105.3 New FM. And we have another very special experience coming your way. That's right. We're opening up the lines again for our Magic Mike VIP naughty list.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. Wait. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yep, I thought, wow, it's been a good few weeks before Jade's spoken too early when I've turned the mics on, and there it is. Thanks, Jade.
You're welcome. I was going to say, when do you want me to talk about the Feel Good song?
The Feel Good Friday song?
Yeah.
Well, how we talk about it every time, we tease what's coming up, and then I throw it to you.
Oh, cool. All right.
So the tease is, and this is like a bit of radio jargon behind the scenes, 13:10:09, if you want to get on the naughty list for our Magic Mike experience, you and five friends cruising down the highway in a stretch Hummer, all thanks to Chase Limousines.
Last one on the show, too.
Yeah, that's right. And then, of course, you get to watch the show, and then you cruise all the way home in that Hummer.
These girls are going to be so lucky. Or guys, whoever gets to go along.
Whoever wins, really. Yeah,
so exciting. If you want to get on the naughty list, 13:10:09, your last chance on our show. We're taking four calls now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
New FM.
Channing Tatum's Magic Mike Live from December 17 at the Entertainment Quarter, Sydney.
Your last day to get into the draw. You and five friends going to see Magic Mike Live. This is going to be an unreal show. You know, it's very high-end, and, of course, you get to go down in the limo, all thanks to Chase Limousines. You're going to feel like an absolute superstar for a day.
Yeah, you are.
So good. Let's get some people on the list. We're taking four calls right now and only a few more opportunities throughout today to get on the list. Let's go to Renee. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Renee. You're on the naughty list.
Great, thank you very much.
No Yay! Worries. Good luck.
Next making that naughty list is Gail.
Hi.
Hi.
You sound fun.
You sound like you're ready to party.
I am ready.
All right.
Call my name out.
All right.
Ooh, okay, Gail.
Gale! Fingers crossed. The big draw, of course, Monday. So make sure you keep it here on UFM.
I always do. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gail.
You're welcome.
Good. Well, have a good weekend. Renee,
congratulations. You're on the standby list.
Yay! Thank you.
Oh, I love this energy. You excited, Renee?
Absolutely.
Are you excited for the weekend, more importantly? What's on?
Ah, of course.
Oh, good stuff. Okay, you're on the list. Good luck with everything. One more.
Lucky last.
Tony. Hello, yes. Tony. You're on the list.
I am?
Yeah.
Yay!
Aww. Good stuff.
There you go. There we go.
Get some excitement. Thanks,
Fingers
Tony. Enjoy.
Crossed. Of course, the big draw Monday. Big thanks once again to Chase Limousines hooking us up with the Hummer limo. If you're needing, you know, wine tours or a limo to anywhere, those guys will sort you out. Deluxe in style. The drivers are all super profesh and amazing.
Yeah, it's a dream.
Just ask Siri or Google about Chase Limousines. Hey, Google, show me Chase Limousines. Just pops up on your phone. Bam, all the
simple.
Information.
So easy. But guys, we're going to do feel good news next with Jade's Vibrations. I know there can be a bit of doom and gloom out there in the world, especially with the news headlines. It's the important stuff, but there's even better stuff, which is positive, and I've got it for you next.
17 past 8 at New FM for your Feel Good Friday.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Jade's Vibrations.
Yeah, this is where I like to get some really good positive news stories out there, because there's some, you know, there's some bad ones out there, but then there's these ones which really make you feel good about the human race. So basically, guys, Copenhagen Fur, the world's largest fur auction house, will close its doors within the next 2 years in what could signal the beginning of the end of global fur trade.
Good job. That's great.
So much of the world's fur is traded via a handful of auction houses. It was actually founded in 1930. Copenhagen Fur acts as a broker for like pelts produced in Denmark and around the world, including fox and chinchilla and different animals. So, you know, this is a good thing that's happening.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. There's no need for a lot of the fur that's out there.
No.
Nah, not at all. I know you're a big supporter of no fur jades. So.
Yeah. I have, like, a lot of fur jackets, but they're all fake. Just putting that out there, I love a fake fur. But scooting over to New Zealand, this I love, because we award ourselves here with gold stars for lads and lasses in the morning. You know, we always compete for gold stars on this show like we're in year two, and I love that. I think that's cool.
Of course you do. This is your initiative.
Yes. But you know what? New Zealand have launched an initiative to encourage recycling. Anyone who does an exceptional job at recycling gets a gold star added to their curbside recycling bin, visible for the whole neighbourhood to see. I think this is great.
What do they get for having gold stars?
Well,
like, do they get any bonuses?
Anyone who does really good putting the right items in the correct bin, they get this gold star, obviously.
So they pay
you
cheaper rates?
You would froth that, Jay.
Of course I would. People love it over there, and recycling rates have improved significantly with 80% of trucks' contents now being processed by sorters, which is fantastic.
You know, the only problem is, though, they're creating a lot more trash with all of the gold stars they have to doll out now, and all those bits of paper that, you know, when you peel off the sticker.
Also, does the Garbo award the gold star? Yeah. Like, does he
that
stick it
like
on the bin?
That sounds like a lot of time he
has to because
use.
They apparently there's like cameras. I'm not a professional in this thing, but I believe there's sensors so they can tell, even on our bins here, if you've put a lot of the wrong stuff in the incorrect bin.
They got the cameras.
Yeah, you'll get a notice sent out to you. So I think this is great. How cool. Kids would love it. It's a good thing to get kids started early, encouraging to recycle to get a gold star on the bin. I think it's great.
So good.
So go New Zealand. And wrapping up, this I think is fantastic. Okay, so child abuse victims over in the US are basically, you know, when they're giving a testimony on the stand in courtrooms of their experience, they're actually going to be providing trained dogs to take the stand alongside the child to comfort them as they testify, which I think is really, really comforting and a good thing. So,
oh, good stuff.
That's really good.
Yeah, it takes, you know, a lot of children to do that. It's very brave. It's very scary. And the fact that they're going to be, you know, getting courthouse facility dogs to, you know, offer support in the witness box, I think it's incredible. And I think we should bring it here to Australia as well.
Yeah, another feel-good news, another pet story. A good pet story, good but pet. Another pet story.
It helps. It helps children. I think it's fantastic. And you'll love this because I know you would like a Labrador down the track.
Oh,
Maddie.
Not another one.
Yeah. Support. No. The dogs that they're actually saying that they're going to train to be facility dogs in the courthouse are going to be Labradors, Golden Retrievers, or a mix of both.
Chihuahuas no good.
No.
Too yappy.
So, you know, good. I think this is fantastic news.
That's on really another nice note, how good are Labradors?
Yeah.
They're such beautiful natured creatures.
Very happy dogs.
Very happy all the time.
The real news coming up next with Hamish at 105.3 in UFM.
Real news.
And
that's real.
Today's news,
there
Jade.
We go. Good.
Today's
good.
News.
Jade, Maddie, and Creaso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jade, Maddie, and Creebo.
The Novos.
Hey guys, big announcement for Newcastle Radio last week, and that was from Kim Bauer. Now you know Kim, you know her. Yeah. She's been such an integral part of the history of New FM, Newcastle Radio, and this show in particular. Of course, a few years ago, Kim moved to 2HD. She hosts breakfast over there with Richard King. And she dropped this bombshell on air. Take a listen.
All right. Well, I've had to make a really hard decision, and that is choose between my job, which I love, or the man I love. Sorry, I was going to try and be strong here, but Phil, my partner, has gone to WA. For those that listen would know that his father's died, and he's decided not to come back. So my choice was to stay here or join him. And I've decided to join him, which means my last show here with you will be this Friday.
Oh.
I'll be off.
Yeah. It's a weird situation for her, obviously, going over to Perth. She's chosen love. And you know, I think we just wanted to give a big shout out to Kim and just say thank you for all you've done and paving. She really did pave the way here in Newcastle for us to be even able to do this show. And if we can only wish that we would be as successful as Kim, of course. She was on NX for 11 years, number one show with Steve G. And, you know, a lot of people love Kim here. Yeah. Whatever station you listen to, you know Kim. So we're going to chat to her and say goodbye at the end of the show today. So if you have any messages you want us to pass on behalf of the New FM family to Kim, just give Jackson a call and we'll record them up and we can play them out to her because it's a sad day.
It is.
Yeah, and she was, you know, she's always very helpful and lovely around the building and just a nice presence sort of thing.
Yeah,
so
she's always says hello to you when you pass her in the hallway and ready for our chat kitchen.
Yeah, she was on this show for a long time. So just like we share our lives, she's shared her life over 35 years.
Newcastle.
Yeah. So we'll chat to Kim a little later in the show. 105 commercial free though, kicking off next, Jackson.
Yo. I got a bit of Sia, who's got a movie coming out. Yeah, she's directed it, written it, everything. It looks good too. It's got that Maddie Ziegler in it that's always dancing in her little
cool.
film.
Cool, that'll
film.
Be good.
Yeah, that'll be good. Your Feel Good Friday tracks sound like this, The Vapors. And everyone obsessed with Pink and Keith Urban.
Of course.
Too many. It's also coming up.
Love it. Thank you, Jackson. Hey, coming up next, though, the Novos 500. The big race is tomorrow, 11 a.m. at Broadmeadow Go-Karts Go.
Yep.
Of course, the big race, the actual supercars ditched us this year. Tomorrow's going to be a big day. We have the remedy to fill the void of them leaving us here.
I know, leaving us high and dry.
Total Tools Novos 500.
Yes, representing each region, Creevo, Team Maitland in the Hunter Valley. Jade, Team Port Stevens. I'm Team Newey. And Hamish is Team Lake Mac. We've teamed up with a listener from each region.
Yep.
Tomorrow, we'll be competing for glory. We're going to run through what to expect tomorrow.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo. The Novos.
Turtle Tools, Sandgate and Warners Bay. Every tool, every trade. And Go Karts Go. Port Meadow, Nelson Bay, Hunter Valley and Cameron Park. GoKartsGo.com.au for info. Total Tools, Novos 500.
Yeah, we're fighting for glory, representing a region here in the Hunter. Crevo, you've got the statues right there, the winning trophies for tomorrow.
It feels good and natural to hold this in the hand, the winning trophy.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be at least holding it. For my region.
Well, I'll be taking a picture in a minute, and we'll get it on our socials so you can check out the cup we're all going to be fighting for.
We're all representing a region with a listener in teams. Now, you guys, Crevo Jade, have professional go-karters as your partners.
Yeah, our club races are really on point.
These guys are obsessed with it. Mm. They have their own boots, their own gloves. They're just the masters. But where they might fall down here is they've got two massive amateurs on their teams in U2. Now, Hamish and I have taken on just everyday people how this competition was intended to be from the get-go. So you guys are almost disqualified for cheating and picking professional drivers.
You guys are martyrs. You know.
Oh, good job.
We need to have some sort of handicap here. I think your drivers need to... I think there needs to be some sort of construction of the vehicle before they start driving it. They need to install the seat.
I'm in a booster seat. I'm carrying a bit more weight, so
I think they need to start in the car park and find their way through the reception area.
I agree.
Like a Le Mans style race where you have to run up and jump in.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what I love about this, Hamish, though? The professional drivers have been training separate to us. So they are all over this. I am a little bit worried because it does put us at a disadvantage. But I think when you're cocky and you think you're going to win, you think you've got it in the bag, 9 times out of 10, it'll fall flat on its face.
That's true.
I'm very hopeful that Team Newcastle and Team Lake Mac will take the 1 and 2 positions. Lake Mac number 2, of course. But guys, it's going to be a big day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Go Karts Go Broadmeadow. Feel free to come down and watch if you want. It's going to be a great race. Playing tomorrow at the opening ceremony
is Kistortion.
It's Kistortion, a Kiss tribute band. We have the fake race, the fake Kiss, but that doesn't matter. At least we have a Kiss and a race.
The cup's real.
The cup is real.
Prizes are real as well. So, you know.
$1,000 to spend at Total Tools for first, $500 second, $250 third, $100 for fourth. You're getting it. You're going there. You're getting amazing gear, right?
Come down if you're free. Come witness the race.
Wait until you see my outfit.
You've got an outfit?
Absolutely.
You've kept this a secret?
Of course I have. I don't need to tell you guys everything.
Look who's getting all cocky the day beforehand.
Not cocky.
Yeah, you are.
Quietly confident.
No, it's the same thing. You've really stepped up in the arrogant department behind the wheel.
I've just got to say as well, because there was a little bit of confusion last time when we did the training about what the race rules are going to be.
Oh, yes.
So how it's going to happen in terms of the win is basically we're all doing 8 laps on the track at the same time. And then we add up all the laps from both of the drivers, and the fastest total combined time is the winner, because that's the fairest.
It's the fairest. I agree with that.
That's the way that, you know, people can... If you're consistently fast, that's the way that you win.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think that's great.
It's almost an endurance-style race.
We've nutted that out.
I'm excited. We can do this.
Can we just... I have to point something out to our listeners. Behind the scenes, Maddie's gotten, really excited. He's like, I'm going to be back. I'm going back. I'm going to be a club racer soon.
Yeah,
what's your new hobby?
You were like, I'm going to get a membership.
You're the last person, Jade Leader, to judge me about hobbies.
Yeah, that's true.
How many things have you said you would start and not finish this year? Up to over 10. Anyway, let me have one hobby.
It's good to have a rich diversity of hobbies.
Yeah. Good luck's all I say.
Very good. You can hear the race live on New FM tomorrow from 11 a.m.
We're
going to be
it.
Down there. It's going to be so good. And of course, our next big live stream event on Facebook from around 10:30 to get all the action from the race. It's going to be good.
I can't wait for this.
Good. I'm really going to try and win for your Port Stevens.
Okay, Jackson, are you in there? I want to get Jackson's,
Yo, I'm here.
Yeah, hi. I just want to get your bet on who you think will win tomorrow.
Look, I'm standing by you. I know you didn't do best in the trials, but I'm going to back you, mate, because you've got the passion behind you. You want to get into it as like a hobby, which I fully support. So you've got my support, mate.
Thanks, Jackson.
You've really been sucking up to Maddie.
No, he hasn't.
Jackson.
No, I haven't. I think he's just going to do well. I believe in him.
Jackson and I are friends. Why is it so weird that he's being nice to me?
Because you came last and second last in.
Yeah, but not everything's a competition, like, in that sense.
It is a competition. That's what we're
in. It's a big old race.
Like, these celebs, right? These big celebs that work their whole life, they're losers until they're not.
And then exactly they're winners. Right.
So, Maddie,
so Maddie's the big loser.
And he's a loser that's got my support at the moment, all right?
There you go.
What does he think of you guys then?
Nothing.
Bit
of friendly rivalry.
We're just having fun.
The cash cocktail up next, Grevo.
That's right. $725 and only one sound left to guess. The last one. So have a listen carefully through it and see if you can figure it out. 13-10-09, $725 up for grabs, plus everyone into the draw for those delicious cocktail cans, all thanks to the Newcastle Distilling
Co. And we're going to give them away today as well.
Excellent.
A party starter, 12 cans. Great. Mm. So good. It's 8:50.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash.
And only on Newcastle's New FM.
Cash, money back. Yeah, we will roll through this quick today because Kim Bauer, you're joining us back. Welcome home to New FM.
Well, thank you very much, Maddie. Yeah, it's weird being back in the studio playing loud music versus next door.
Has it changed much?
It's a lot more pictures,
really.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And stickers.
A bit more glitter around than I'm used to.
Hey, of course, today's kitty, $725. Here are the sounds we need. Number three today. Okay, let's go to Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, mate. $725 on the line. What do you think sound three is?
Well, I'm pretty confident on this.
Yeah.
I reckon it's... you know, you got your man shakes and your protein shakes, and they come with that.
There's
little
a cheeky
steel
plug.
Ball.
Oh, yeah, the shaker.
Yeah. When you drop that little steel ball into the bottom of the empty cup.
Guess what?
What?
Good guess, but no good. Thanks, Andrew. Enjoy your weekend, man. And, of course, everyone that does play goes into the draw to win these party starter kits, all thanks to our Newcastle Distilling Co. guys.
And it's time to give one away. Congratulations, Ash.
Hey, Ash.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. All yours, Dove.
12 delicious cocktail cans, all thanks to the Newcastle Distilling Co. All yours.
Oh, yay. Thank you so much.
No worries, Ash. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you. And a big shout out to Newcastle Distilling Co. Kim.
Yes, Maddie.
So, as I just said, welcome back. And, you know, we haven't worked together, but I just wanted to say, like, on behalf of our team, thank you so much for paving the way for a show like us to come in. And, you know, we're just starting out in our careers and, you know, just you've been such an inspiration for so many people. You've shared your life on the air. And I think, you know, that's what it's all about. And from one radio lover to another, all of us, good luck with everything. And
thank you, Matt.
Thank you so much for
everything
paving
the way. Because, like, when I started out here, you were on the show and I was in the producer's booth and you always had great advice. You were like, and there was a lot of young producers that sort of, you know, did my job along the way, and you were like a mum to the team, you know, giving great advice, helping everyone out. And for that, I'm always thankful, and it's always been a pleasure having you around, because it's been like this, I don't know, just an influence in the building that just felt stabilizing and nice to be here. So it really is sad to see you go, Kim.
Oh, look, I appreciate that very much, Creeves. And it is about passing the baton. I mean, Jade's come in, you know, the young females. When I first got into radio, there were no females, like zero. It was almost looked down upon. Females were never going to get anywhere. The only thing you were required to do in radio back then was type. Now, women have come so far. They're empowered. They're in news. Back then, there were no one. We were treated like second-class citizens. So I'm very thankful for you saying that, Cruz, because, and the advice goes for all of you here. When you get a young person asking, how do I get into radio? Encourage them. You know, give them your experiences because that can only help them go through further in their life and career.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you too, Kim, because like you said, as a woman, there isn't many of us in the industry, and it can be hard to have a voice. And, you know, you've always been an inspiration in this building, just seeing how you handle situations. And yeah, I've learned a lot, even though I haven't had to have a great deal with you, just observing how you handle things has really benefited me. So thank you so much.
Oh, look, I appreciate your thoughts and thank you. And power to you.
Thank you.
And can enjoy Perth. It's a beautiful place. You're going to have a great time.
Lovely. Thank you.
Can I just say, Luke, who has worked here since he was 15, he's the bolts and nuts of this place, and you hired Luke. And Luke helps this place run every single day. Come here, Luke, for a second. Now, Kim did hire you. Here she is, New FM. This is like real full circle. How are you feeling?
Look, I was uncorrupted back then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A couple of trips overseas with Kim. And
turn his mic off quickly, Maddie. Actually, your mum just rang on HD and said thanks for taking him on. So.
I know. It's not really nice. No, thank you, Kim, for everything.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Kim, I was working with Luke yesterday because he was really passionate. We stayed back last night, put posters up on the place, and
can,
you know, he's been really, you know, moved by this, and we've put together a little package for you. Don't cry. I'm sure you will, but Luke really helped out with this, and this is really from us and him to you. Good luck, Kim. Here it is.
Hey, Kim, it's Jackson. I just wanted to wish you all the luck in the world on your next venture. We'll get to that, but I just wanted to say a big thank you because I grew up listening to you always on the way to school with my mum, and I seen how much you made her laugh. At some point, you were the only one that could make her laugh, and that really inspired me to get into radio because I always wanted to make my mum proud and make her as happy as you did on those school trips in the morning when you were on the radio. So thank you for that, and good luck in Perth. Everyone here at New FM and in Newcastle is going to miss you incredibly.
Kimbo, it's your old work son Timmy here. How are you going? Exciting news I hear about the big move to the west for you and Phil. I'm stoked for you, mate. You're going to have a great time. I hope you miss the big fella and I as much as we miss your Friday morning sausage rolls. How good were they? Good luck. Catch up soon. Love you lots, Kimmy.
Hey, Kimmy, it's Sarge. I've loved working with you and I was very excited to hear that you are off to WA. Some people say it's 3 hours behind, is that right? But my experience in living there was it was more like 20 or 30 years behind. The coffee's great, though, and you'll enjoy Fremantle, and you've got the love of your life, which is fantastic. So enjoy. Take care.
Kim, my dear Kim, Gavin Morris here. Wow, can you believe that we started together all those years ago? More than 30. You were an amazing promotions manager back then, and it's just been a true joy to listen to your on-air career blossom over the years. It's just been fantastic. Kim, you're going to be so missed. You're just such a gorgeous, gorgeous person, and I want to wish you all the best for the future. Enjoy 2021. I hope we all will, but most importantly, I hope you will. Good luck.
Hey, Kim, it's Luke. You hired me as an innocent 15-year-old, and now 25 years later, I'm not so innocent. And I'm actually doing the job you were back then. If I can do it even one-tenth of how you did, I'm doing okay, I reckon. You were an amazing promotions manager, and your on-air career, well, it's been second to none. And now, you're leaving me for a second time. What's going on? Hey, we've experienced a lot together, including broadcasting from LA and Fiji. The whole lot has been a blast. Looks like we'll have to come and visit you in WA. Love you heaps, Kimmy.
Kimmy! Kimmy! That's right, it's your first work husband, Steve G. What do you mean you're leaving us? So happy for you, mate. Everyone's been telling me. And the fact that you are finally going to live with your man in Perth, which is fantastic news. I love someone who chooses love over radio. I chose radio over love. because it pays more. But hey, whatever floats your boat. Mate, just so happy for you. Glad you're making it. And it is good that you're leaving soon before they actually soar off Western Australia and float away. Because I know they don't want to be any part of us anymore. I don't know how you've been, you poor thing, with your love of travel with COVID. I had no idea. I'm presuming you just wallpapered your house with overseas photos. Mate, just wanted to say, best of luck. So happy for you. And I mean that not just from me, from anyone in Newcastle who has listened to us, or you and Richard, or the UFM guys over the years. I've never, ever, ever heard a bad word about you. And, you know, that's just such a great thing and so true. You're just a wonderful person and never given enough credit for being the excellent, excellent, superb mother that you were to Jack. Nothing but love and hope for you, my friend. You were a great work wife. And I think that's about it, really. I did apply for your job with Richard, but he said there's not enough room in the studio for two bamboo experts. I see his point. Wish you all the luck in the world, love ya, and have lots of fun, and hope you have a ball tonight.
Hi, Mum. It's your son here. I just wanted to congratulate you on an absolutely amazing career that you've had. I don't think Newcastle Radio is going to be quite the same without you. You're going to be very, very missed. And I'm going to miss you a lot too. So all the best.
Oh, Kimmy.
Oh, we're going to miss you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for putting
us
together.
We salute you.
It was really lovely. And I appreciate everything that you've done. Even blowing up balloons in the middle of the night for me, gee. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Kimmy.
Yeah, all I can say is thank you, Newcastle. It's been a fantastic ride, and I appreciate everyone's support and love. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimmy.
Bon voyage.
Another one.
Thank
Round
you.
Of applause.
Hi, Kimmy.
One of a kind legend departing Newcastle Radio right now. Good luck, Kim. We love you. Guys, that's it for us.
That's it.
Jackson,
yes,
hello.
Good morning.
How can we top that now?
I know.
105 commercial
yes.
free.
Oh, I'm going to try and do it. Miley. Nothing breaks like a heart. It yeah. is on the way. Justice Crew as well.
Excellent.
Boys, yeah, sounding good. And your Feel Good Friday is Katy Perry, California Girls with Snoop Dogg.
Excellent. It's kicking off in minutes. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.